third, while make an idol and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering them tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish and rush, they perish and rush, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, the souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning, friends, to one and all. I am so happy to be coming your way once again. May our visit prove profitable for all. In our gospel alphabet, we're considering the letter X. Perhaps one may say, now just what can you make from that? Let us see. Doesn't X stand for the unknown? How may we tell or know all the problems which we will encounter from the beginning of life to the ending? But God knows it all. And so, in the beginning, let me give you two scriptures. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider. God also has set the one over against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. Ecclesiastes 7:14. Then, this one from Romans 8:38-39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Notice, prosperity and adversity are set the one against the other. This means God has counterbalanced the good times with the trials and problems of life. We don't have one long, unbroken day of sunshine, but the days are mingled with clouds and rain. Sometimes storms arise, and we wonder what will be the outcome. We don't always know the answer which awaits, but God does. Have faith in Him. When the Hebrew boys were threatened with a fiery furnace if they refused to worship the golden image, they did not know if God would or how He would deliver them. They knew He could, but their decision was if He didn't, they would still not worship the idolatrous image. But they found God's way and were set free again. Life is like a smooth road upon which we travel for miles and miles. Then suddenly we come to the detour. We've had many plans and noble purposes, but there's the barricade. We didn't plan on that. How can that be? But we cannot break through the barricade. Perhaps a bridge is gone, so the barricade is there for a purpose, and that purpose is to protect us. So we take the rough road with all the turns, bumps, and dust. But eventually it will lead to the main highway again, which is sometimes better than the one we traveled before. So, this is making the best of the unknown X. Have you not heard it said that our consecration to God must include all the known and also the unknown? And sometimes the unknown package is bigger than the package which is known? How true. But we put it all on the altar and trust God to work it out for His glory and our good, and He is faithful to do just that. So, indeed, the prosperity does counterbalance the adversity. It is all in the way we take it as to the outcome. May we learn well the lessons of life. Don't allow the unknown to baffle you. One might walk down Skid Row and see the victims of disaster. No doubt each one would have their story of what happened in life. There is the one with a broken home, a death of a loved one, a quarrel, the runaway boy from home because he could not agree with his parent. Each has his story to tell how the rug has been pulled from under them, so to speak. But isn't it strange that the same thing which dragged one down was the lift by which another ascended to the heights of success? So it is not altogether in the direction of the wind, but rather the set of the sails. How could Paul have possibly known all the times he was to be beaten, shipwrecked, or to go hungry and persecuted by false brethren? That was the unknown factor of life. But he had it all on the altar when he chose Christ. "None of these things move me," I seem to hear him say. He was committed to the gospel for better or for worse, and he knew it was going to be for better. His life was as the crushing of the flower which sent forth a sweet odor. He could say as Job, "When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Job 23:10. He could also be as David when he looked back on his life. "It is good for me that I have been afflicted." Psalms 119:71. Friends, with the back-breaking problems of our day, let us not bend so low forward that we can only see the dust at our feet, but let us hold the cross of Christ up to this lost and dying world. And as the weight of our load pulls us backward, we may look upward and see the stars. Then, the darker the night, the brighter will be the stars. Adversity need not shackle us. History tells us that Luther translated the Bible into German while imprisoned in Wartburg Castle. Bunyan wrote Pilgrim's Progress while in Bedford Jail. Madame Guyon's sweetest poems came forth as a result of her long imprisonment. So truly, stone walls do not a prison make, nor iron bars a cage. Loss of health may give a deeper insight and a broader outlook on the things of God and life. Other talents are often awakened, which otherwise may never have come forth. Ridicule may be the undoing of one, while for another it may cause them to rise to conquer. Listen to what was said of Paul. "What will this babbler say?" Acts 17:18. But this didn't stop him. He went right on to do the will of Christ. It is not necessary that slander should ruin your life. It didn't for Joseph. He was falsely accused, but he knew he had walked uprightly and so suffered it all until God brought him forth again. The stumbling blocks proved to be stepping stones. The death and loss of all his children did not so embitter Job as to cause him to forsake God. He said, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job 1:21. Weeping may endure for a night, the scriptures say, but joy cometh in the morning. One may see even better when their eyes have been washed with tears. Now, in order to be victorious, let us consider some of the qualities necessary to carry us through these detours. Examination. The disciples learned that one of them would betray Christ. They each asked, "Is it I?" Matthew 26:22. Courage. When Peter and the other apostles were persecuted and told to teach no more in the name of Jesus, they replied, "We ought to obey God rather than men." Acts 5:29. Prayer. When facing opposition, resort to prayer as Nehemiah did. "Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto God." Nehemiah 4:9. Work. Ruth gleaned in the fields, which eventually brought great success and blessings to her and the whole world besides. Read it in Ruth 2:3. A forgiving spirit. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Luke 23:24. Faith and perseverance. Job said, in the face of all his loss of children, wealth, and health, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." Job 13:15. Adjustment and determination. After David lost his son, he said, "Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me." 2 Samuel 12:23. And so, my friends, on our journey from here to the great reward God has promised to the true and faithful, we're bound to find some detours. When we do, let us not despair, but take courage and press onward and upward, knowing that all things work together for good to them that love God. Listen to a psalm of life. Tell me not in mournful numbers, life is but an empty dream. For the soul is dead that slumbers, and things are not what they seem. Life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul. Not enjoyment and not sorrow is our destined end or way, but to act that each tomorrow find us further than today. Art is long and time is fleeting, and our hearts, though stout and brave, still like muffled drums are beating funeral marches to the grave. In the world's broad field of battle, in the bivouac of life, be not like dumb driven cattle, be a hero in the strife. Trust no future, however pleasant, let the dead past bury its dead. Act in the living present, heart within and God o'erhead. Lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime, and departing leave behind us footprints on the sand of time. Footprints that perhaps another, sailing o'er life's solemn main, a forlorn and shipwrecked brother, seeing, shall take heart again. Let us then be up and doing with a heart for any fate, still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labor and to wait. Our Father, we thank you today that we have the privilege of bringing all of the unknown packages of our lives and the lives of those of the listeners of the broadcast to the Lord. We come to thee in this hour asking for mercy and grace that we may be faithful right on through the journey of life, and let our light shine for truth and right, and for that which is accomplished, we'll surely give you the praise in Jesus' name. And so, dear friends, once again, we come to the end of another broadcast. It's a real pleasure to bring you this message from Sunday to Sunday, from time to time. May the Lord be with each of you and guide you continually. And so, if we've been a blessing, we'd be happy to hear from you. And until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.